again, I'll gut you like a fish.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
Behold! Fish Boy!
This is my boomstick!
Red Rum.
Carpet Day!
We'll tear your soul apart.
Oh, yes. There will be blood.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
From the prime time, bitch!
Hail Rodma.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the Three From Hell podcast.
What?
Yeah, I'm Sam, and I'm joined by Justin and Melee. And we just watched Child's Play from 1988. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's get into it. Yeah, Child's Play was directed by Tom Holland, not that one. Screenplay written by Don Mancini, John Lafia, and Tom Holland. Not that one. Storied by Don Mancini. Produced by David Kirshner. Cinematography done by Bill Butler. Good job. Editing done by Edward Warshka and Roy E. Peterson. Music done by Joe Renzetti. Our production company is United Artists, distributed by MGM/UA Communications Company, with a release date of November 9th, 1988. The film had a runtime of 87 minutes, with a budget of $9 to $13 million. It brought in $44.2 million at the box office. Now, you may be asking, who is in Child's Play? Who plays these zany characters?
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, Catherine Hicks plays Karen Barclay. Chris Sarandon plays Detective Mike Norris. Alex Vincent plays Andy Barclay. Dina Manoff plays Maggie Peterson. Tommy Swerdlow plays Jack Santos. Jack Colvin plays Dr. Ardmore. Neil Giuntoli plays Eddie Caputo. Raymond Oliver plays John Dr. Death Bishop.
Dr. Death.
Brad Dourif is the voice of, or, well, Brad Dourif plays Charles Lee Ray, and he's also the voice of Chucky. Eden Gross voices Friendly Chucky. John Franklin was in a little costume as Walkabout Chucky, and Ed Gale was the in-suit performer for Chucky. You may also know fucking Alex Vincent, in, like, every other Child's Play movie, except for the third one, and Seed and Bride.
Ooh.
And one of the other of the last three. I can't remember which one he's not in. He's also in the TV series. Alex Vincent's all over this franchise.
Thank you.
But, yeah, does anyone have anything else to add?
Where can I watch this?
Where can you watch this? Well, currently, Child's Play seems like it's in a really weird... it's in a really weird, like, streaming position. It's not available anywhere, actually.
Interesting.
You have to rent or buy it, wherever you rent or buy your movies. Or you can watch it with us over at patreon.com/youdamnright for just $1 a month.
$1.
Yeah, we're in this really weird thing. Let's see, I think it may be available on Tubi. No, it's not. I don't know. It's one of these weird, like, why is this movie not available on anything? Why is that a thing? It's really weird. And obviously, whenever I'm speaking on where these movies are available, I'm obviously always talking about the United States. It may be available in your country if you are outside of the U.S., but... yeah, I don't know. It must be some weird licensing thing with Child's Play. I'm not sure. Yep, but anyway, this is going to be the end of the spoiler-free zone, which, again, this movie came out in 1988, so if you've not seen it, that's crazy. But Melee... is going to run us through the synopsis.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for now, it's retired because IMDb likes to put 8 paragraphs for their synopsis. So we're doing the Wikipedia version.
Blat!
Mm-hmm. Policeman Mike Norris chases fugitive serial killer Charles Lee Ray, known as the Lakeshore Strangler, through the streets of Chicago and into a toy store while Ray's accomplice Eddie Caputo flees the scene with Norris's partner Jack Santos pursuing him. Shot by Chuck Norris and dying. Ray invokes the power of Dambala and casts a voodoo spell to transfer his soul into a nearby good guy brand talking doll. The store is struck by lightning, thank you Thor, causing an explosion. Shortly thereafter, Norris finds Ray's lifeless body next to the doll. The end. Widow Karen Barkley's six-year-old son, Andy, wants a good guy doll for his birthday, but she was not able to save up enough money to afford one in Chicago in 1988. At work, her best friend, Maggie, informs her that a homeless peddler outside has gotten his hands on a good guy. Karen excitedly buys the doll and gives it to Andy. He is immediately captivated by the doll, who introduces himself as Chucky. That night, Maggie babysits Andy while Karen covers another employee's shift. Chucky comes to life and attacks Maggie, striking her with a hammer and causing her to fall out of a window to her death. Rip. Karen returns home to the crime scene when Norris is serving as lead detective. Norris believes Andy may have been involved in Maggie's death, while Andy claims that Chucky may have been involved. Andy tells his mother that Chucky told him his real name was Charles Lee Ray. The next day, Chucky convinces Andy to skip school and take a train ride to a bad neighborhood. Well, it's Chicago, so everywhere's bad. Chucky sneaks into an abandoned home where Caputo is hiding out and kills him in a gas explosion in revenge for abandoning him. And then he calls his secret family. Andy is discovered by police and again considered a suspect. And Karen is informed that he will be admitted to a psychiatric hospital for observation. Karen returns home with Chucky and discovers that the doll has been moving and speaking without batteries. Batteries not included. After Karen threatens to throw him into the fire, Chucky finally comes alive and attacks her, then escapes. Karen goes to Norris, but he does not believe her story. The end. Karen finds the peddler and asks for more information, but he attempts to rape her. That's what it says. Norris saves her and forces the peddler to admit that he stole the doll from the destroyed toy home where Norris killed Ray. Chuck, still skeptical, is later attacked by Chucky. He shoots the doll, whose wound inexplicably bleeds and causes pain. Chucky escapes to his former voodoo instructor, John, not that John, demanding answers. John, still not that John, informs him that the longer his soul remains in this doll, the more human the doll will become. He refuses to help and is tortured by Chucky with a voodoo doll, forcing him to reveal that in order to escape the doll's body, he must transfer his soul to the first human he revealed his true identity to, Andy. Chucky leaves as Karen and Norris arrive and find John bleeding to death. Not that John, unfortunately. Before dying, John tells them that in order to kill Chucky, they must destroy his heart. Chucky arrives at the psychiatric hospital and kills Andy's doctor with an electroshock therapy device. That should be illegal. Andy flees home, where Chucky knocks him out with a bat in the cabin in the woods. As Chucky prepares to possess Andy, Karen and Norris arrive. Chucky wounds Norris, but Karen and Andy gain the upper hand, setting him on fire. A burnt Chucky attacks again, but Karen shoots his head and several of his limbs off, appearing to kill him. Jack arrives, refusing to believe the trio until Chucky's body bursts through the heat vents and attacks Jack. Norris shoots Chucky's body through the heart, finally killing him. Or does he? The group leaves to get the wounded Norris to the hospital as a traumatized Andy looks back at Chucky's remains. And that is the end of your plot.
All right, who has not seen this movie?
This is the Italian. My first time seeing it.
All right, Justin, you're going first.
We're doing our views first, and then we're doing critic audience. Okay. This movie is very fucking good. I don't think it's perfect. I don't.
Fuck you.
But I think it's very close. I really don't. I feel like it feels very much like Halloween in the sense that, like, there's not much to say about Child's Play. The puppetry is amazing. The acting from everybody in the main cast is pretty amazing. Minus, I'm going to say, like, the dude who plays Jack. Because, like, I just feel like that character is, like, completely unnecessary. Because all he keeps doing is, like, not believing anybody until he almost gets killed by Chucky at the very end. So, like, that's a whatever character. Also, we talk about it in the episode, but, like, Chucky doesn't need to do, like, any of this. He could have just booked it, killed Caputo, killed the cop, and then found a different body to tell them that he's Charles Lee Ray, and then, like, knocked him out and did the ritual. Like, he didn't have to do all this. But he did. So, very entertaining. I'm going to give it a 9.
Ooh, so low.
9. All right, Melee.
9.
9. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
What can be said about this movie that hasn't already been said about Afghanistan? This.
What?
Is a 9.5 for me.
Okay.
I have so many fond memories of watching this as a kid and scaring the living hell out of me. Obviously, there are some people that don't believe in possession and all that stuff, mostly white people, and then they get what they deserve.
Fuck around to find out.
Mm-hmm. But this is one of those things where if you're a bit superstitious, you can almost believe something like this could happen in some way or form, especially if you're Hispanic or pretty much any race of color who have standards. Yep. But yes, I think this is very good. As you can tell, this is a very late 80s Chicago. Hit the vibes, everything. The actress Karen, she pretty much carried the movie. She was amazing. And Andy, for being a 6-year-old kid, he performed a lot. And honestly, one of the better child actors that from we've seen from other movies.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And honestly, I hope that he received therapy after that, because sometimes you can't even tell if he's acting or he's just actually terrified during those scenes. Maybe that's how good of an actor he is, but yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a lot of movies that talks about, like, either, you know, possessed or evil dolls. But in terms of that specific genre of horror, Chuck is always the one that comes to mind first.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, you can watch this movie so many times, it doesn't get old for me, at least. Even the other movies. So yeah, 9.5 for me. I thought something that I missed about modern movies, or I missed that it's missing in modern movies, that they had a lot of good lighting in this.
Mm-hmm.
The soundtrack is also amazing. I know, kind of joke about people who only see Halloween, but this gave me a lot of Halloween vibes, especially for the soundtrack. And I thought that elevated this movie. But yeah, 9.5 for me.
Elevated. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also give this a 9.5. It's not perfect, but it is so close. And it's it's one of those, like, I love this movie, but I have a lot more fun with other movies in this franchise. Again, speaking from memory. That could change as we, like, actually watch through, but yeah, I feel like I have a lot more fun with the other movies, and that's not to say this one's not good or fun. It just gets a little more lighthearted the further into it we get.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how most people remember this franchise, is not for the first three, but for the last two. Speaking of Bride and Seed, not so much, like, Curse and Cult or the 2019 reboot. Yeah, I like it. It's great. I have watched it a million times, and I'm sure I'll watch it another million times. But it's just not perfect. And I can't really tell you what's not perfect about it. Like, I can't tell you what it's missing, but It's just not quite a 10, but it is definitely a 9.5.
But you know what? Something that does deserve a 10, the puppetry and the animatronics.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Amazing, especially for its time.
Yeah, this is one of those, if you've not watched any like behind the scenes or making of this film, definitely do that. There was a lot of work and a lot of passion put into this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Chucky himself is an actor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's nothing else about it. Like, he's just an actor.
Mm-hmm. All right, Justin. Well, what the fuck do the people think about this?
The people.
Before we get to them, let's talk about some trivia from the movie.
Ooh.
Quick little fun things. Despite their long-running collaborative effort to bring Chucky to life, voice actor Brad Dourif and special effects wizard Kevin Yeager never met in person until they both were guests at a horror convention in May 2018.
Mm. That's insane.
So, that's a fucking insane fact. The My Buddy Doll line has never recovered from the first Child's Play movie. I thought that was funny enough to include here because we tanked it. We did it, boys. The story takes place in 3 days.
Killed by creation.
Despite his reputation as a hater of all things, Roger Ebert gave this movie a positive review.
Crazy, actually.
Actually insane. Also, Brad Dourif claims that the Chucky voice was just his Jack Nicholson impression. So do with that what you will for the rest of the series.
Okay.
Interesting.
Also, Charles Band showed interest in producing this film. Never got a chance, and then he made Puppet Master.
That's crazy.
This would have been a very different movie if Charles Band had done it.
Uh-huh.
And the people. So all critics gave it a 64% on Rotten Tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Top critics gave it 59%. All audiences gave it 65%.
Interesting.
All critic. Fast-paced horror flick that benefits from fine performances and excellent visual effects.
Hmm.
And then here is the one I'm going to bitch about, even though it's a positive review for Child's Play. Has the marks of a cult horror hit. Do people not know what cult horror is?
This is a very niche movie, Justin.
This is it's such a niche movie. Nobody thinks about Chucky when you think about horror icons.
Mm-mm.
Brother, I have trouble seeing Billy the Puppet in half the fucking shit. Like, come on, man. Anyway.
I got a slasher sleeve and Chucky is on it. So, yeah, very niche, you know?
Stop fucking calling shit cult that isn't cult. Like,
idiots.
God. Mm-hmm. Dumb. Anyway, the acting is decent and the doll puppetry is excellent.
Yeah.
Those are the positive ones.
Boy.
There's something debasing in this. You feel like the director isn't an artist or an entertainer so much as simply a bully. What? Unfortunately, Child's Play isn't campy or fun either. It's not much of anything at all. Did you watch the same movie we did, critic?
Mm-hmm.
And Child's Play is juvenile in all respects. Kind of conflicting from the previous review above from another critic, but okay. All audience. I wrote this person's username down because I had to after the review. Horrible movie and story. Worst of the franchise. Waste of my time. One half a star from GotRiz237.
Great.
Hell yeah.
This movie is just over the top, mean-spirited, and taken too seriously. One star. Mm. Hated this movie. I am so over scary doll movies. Half a star.
It's the first of the franchise.
That's a recent review, so I'm like, I'm kind of like curious to see like what have you been watching that you went back to watch Child's Play 1988 and decided, yeah, I don't like this trend from the 80s. Anyway, interesting premise and generally well done. So much better than the sequels. 3.5 stars. Mm. Super fun movie. I love the damage Chucky gets over time. 4 stars. And the legendary Brad Dourif brings Chucky to life in the greatest killer doll flick ever made. 5 stars. And I've included Letterboxd reviews because they're all the same. The star amount goes up a little bit, but they all have the same general concept, which is just kick the little shit. 3 stars. I like Chucky. I like that Chucky's go-to move is to fucking bite people. It's beyond funny to me. 3 stars. The concept of a possessed doll seems less terrifying when you're an adult and you could just punt the little fucker. Would have just kicked that doll, but to each their own, I guess. 4 stars. A lot of people would have just kicked Chucky, I guess, is the running theory here for Child's Play 1988. But that is it for the reviews and what the people thought of Child's Play.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that brings our average score for Child's Play to a 9.33. I'm not going to compare it to the rest of the films that we have watched because it is the start of a franchise, and this will be our starting point for the Child's Play franchise. But as you may remember, we are not watching it every episode going forward. We're going to have one-off movies in between. So next week / next episode, because it may not be next week, we might start our dual uploads week. Next time, we'll be watching Sinners, finally!
Yeah!
Mm-hmm. Fourth
time. I don't even remember how many times, what time this will be on. Watched it. But yeah, we're going to watch Sinners, and then we'll get to Child's Play 2, and then we'll we'll see how Child's Play 2 stacks up to Child's Play. Does anyone have anything to add before we get on out of here? On a very short episode this week.
Buy the merch.
Buy the merch on our Fourth Wall site. It's in the link in the description below this episode that you're currently listening to. Subscribe to the Patreon, which is also in the link in the description of the episode that you were currently listening to. Patreon.com/youdamnright. $1 a month for the Three From Hell tier, and $2 a month gets you the Three From Hell and YDR watch-alongs. And whatever else we fucking decide to watch. We're going to finish Love is Blind at some point.
Some point.
We will continue weaving the Adam Web at some point. And other stuff that I'm sure we're going to end up doing at some point as we start 2026, baby. It's a new year. Yep, new year, same shit. I'm still fucking dumb. Well, we're going to get out of here and play Repo. All right, thank you guys for listening. We are the Three From Hell. I'm Sam. That was Melee. That's Justin. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Love you, bye.
Fuck you!